This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One definition of economics is that it's the study of the allocation of scarce resources. If you're talking natural resources in California right now, things don't get much scarcer than water. Almonds have gotten a whole lot of attention lately as an especially water-needy crop. But while the nuts do seem to be weathering the drought just fine, this is a story wrapped up in land use, investors, and, as KQED's Sasha Coca explains from the Central Valley, cows.
Boss! Boss!
Kathy Smith is rolling along in a golf cart. She's boss! Calling her 35 cows to dinner.
Boss!
So you're saying come, boss?
Come, boss, as in bossy,
as in cows.
That's how my father did it. That's how I do it. And my mother used to do it by going out and playing on her trumpet.
Smith's family has grazed cattle on this ranch in California's Central Valley since 1943. She likes to tell the story of how she heard the almond trees coming to her neighborhood before she saw them.
It's 11:30 at night. We are trying to sleep, and those tractors are ripping the land right outside our bedroom.
She woke up to find giant patches carved out of the grassy foothills above her house.
I can't tell you how upset I am to have to look over there every single day and see what's happening to those beautiful foothills. It's sickening.
Plus, we're in a drought. Hello?
That's Smith's neighbor, Gail Altieri. Altieri raises mules and horses. She says their town of Oakdale bills itself as the cowboy capital of the world.
The water's disappearing. There'll be no grazing land for the cattle. And if the cowboys don't have cattle, how can this be the cowboy capital of the world?
Smith says her well went dry 4 years ago. She and Altieri blame almond growers drilling into these foothills for water.
They're not farmers. They are investors. They're out for the almighty buck and for greed. Bottom line.
It's not only ranchers complaining. Paul Wenger is a third-generation almond farmer. He's also the president of the California Farm Bureau.
We are seeing investors come from all over the world trying to get on. It's kind of like the gold rush. As a grower, I think they're making foolish investments.
So just exactly who are these almond investors? Some are banks or investment funds like TIAA CREF. And then there's Trinitas. This private equity investment firm is one of Kathy Smith's new neighbors. This Silicon Valley company is funding and running a number of almond orchards scattered around the area. Ryan Payton is one of the three principals at Trinitas. He says his company is being unfairly painted as the bad guy.
We have customers all over the world because of our sustainable, responsible farming practices.
Payton takes me through the gates of his ranch to the top of a steep hill. The peaks of Yosemite provide the backdrop for acres and acres of almond trees planted in neat rows across the rolling foothills.
We irrigate at night during off-peak hours. There's less evaporation. But we also have a technique for making sure there's no runoff, that every drop goes into the root systems.
Typically, farmers use more than 3.5 feet of water for every acre of almonds. Payton claims his farm is using about 3. He also says his company stopped planting new trees in these foothills because of the drought.
Our hydrology folks are always measuring this situation because I'm always asked this question, are you affecting your neighbors adversely? And to this point, I can honestly say we are not.
In fact, he says he hopes to wean his almond trees from groundwater entirely.
So we have a history of listening and responding in a pretty conciliatory way when there's an acute problem with the neighborhood. On the other hand, they need to respect the fact that this is an ag community and that we have the right to farm.
Payton points out that the guys who are actually managing the orchards day-to-day are fourth-generation farmers. They even use the local pronunciation almonds instead of almonds. And by the way, no matter what you call the nuts, there's going to be a lot of them this year. Despite the drought, the USDA predicts just a 1% dip in this year's lucrative almond crop. That's about 1.85 billion pounds. In California's Central Valley, I'm Sasha Coca for Marketplace.